Surgel, the famous powdered pectin product for making jams and jellies, presents another absorbing chapter in the true-to-life radio drama, When a Girl Marries. A story of young married life dedicated to everyone who has ever been in love. Before we start today's episode, there's something I want to discuss with Elizabeth Palmer, our jam and jelly-making expert.
I know you, Charlie. You'd like more of that Sure-Gel story, and I don't blame you. Jams and jellies made with Sure-Gel certainly taste delicious.
And think how Sure-Gel saves time, Elizabeth.
Yes, sir. When you follow Sure-Gel recipes, your parafitting glasses 15 minutes after preparing fruit. What's more, Sure-Gel gives more jam and jelly from every cup of sugar.
And don't forget that you can use light corn syrup to replace half the cups of sugar called for in any Sure-Gel recipe.
Right, Charlie. And remember, if you can't find the fruit you want, you can make delicious jams and jellies from any available fruit with Sure-Gel. Just follow the recipes that come with every box. There's a separate tested recipe for each fruit with Sure-Gel.
Right. And Sure-Gel not only saves time and sugar, but it also gives you half again more glasses than you get with the same amount of fruit in long boil recipes.
You're sure with the 65 home-tested recipes in every Sure-Gel box, because you get separate recipes for each fruit.
Yes, for more and more delicious jam and jelly, follow the recipes in every box of time-saving, sugar-saving Sure-Gel. Joan and Harry Davis. Suddenly, the cool beauty of a summer day is gone. The happiness of a moment has passed. And the sheer reality of suffering in a man's face has topped a world. That happened to Irma Cameron just a moment ago. Just a moment ago when Kathy, helping her mother house clean the kitchen, upset a bucket of water rather than face Steve Skidmore coming up the road. And now Steve is standing before Irma, silent, belligerent looking, as Irma repeats.
Steve, there's something wrong.
Irma, hadn't you better mop up the water?
No, Steve, let it go.
The bucket Kathy upset?
Kathy...
In her hurry to get out of the room?
Steve, let's go on the porch. You're tired.
I'm tired.
There wasn't much water in the bucket.
Here, I'll get it up.
No, Steve.
I'll help then.
I don't know what got into Kathy.
I do.
It was such a beautiful day, I wanted to clean the kitchen thoroughly. I've been canning the last few days. And
your house is always clean, Irma.
Oh, Steve, I was so happy this morning when John gave us an estimate of our potato crop. We're going to have a surplus, Steve. It'll mean a nice little nest egg.
Let me have the mop.
Oh, it's all right now, Steve. Here, I'll just put the bucket outside, and then we can sit down.
I want to talk to you, Irma.
Yes, Steve. There. What is it, Steve?
I'm not going to be able to come over here anymore.
Steve. Oh, no.
It wouldn't be safe.
Not coming here anymore?
No.
But we... I thought you always considered this a second home.
That has nothing to do with it.
Now that you're alone,
I'm not coming over here again. Not while there's a likelihood of Harry Davis being around.
What is Harry to do with us?
It wouldn't be safe for me to meet him.
But, Steve, this is my home. Regardless of the fact that Joan is my best friend, I don't see why that should affect your coming here.
Irma, I've made up my mind.
Well, suppose you don't see eye to eye with Harry.
I don't want to talk about it.
Suppose you should meet him here.
I'd be liable to kill him.
Steve.
That's why I'm not coming.
Steve, this isn't you talking. This isn't the Steve I've always known.
The Steve you've always known doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yes, he does.
The man you see standing before you has nothing to live for. Nothing at all.
That isn't true, Steve.
Goodbye, Irma.
Don't go, Steve. I won't let you go. You came here to talk to me. You said you did.
Goodbye, Irma.
You can't do this to me, Steve. I've always been fair to you. I've always listened to you. You have no right to leave me. Not until you've talked to me. Not until you tell me what's happened.
Nothing's happened that... Well, that hasn't already.
Yes, it has, Steve.
No.
You're better, Steve. I know you are. I've seen you progress since you left the hospital.
Yes. Since I lost my arm.
But you've discovered you can still work. You discovered that didn't really matter.
The loss of my arm is unimportant.
But then what else is there?
My self-respect.
Oh, Steve, what do you mean by that?
I'd better go, Irma.
No. Not until you've talked to me. I have a right to know. I demand that right. Steve, I saw you when you were really sick. You came back here. I saw you find yourself again. I saw you go back to your job.
Yeah. For what?
For yourself, Steve. For the same self-respect you're talking about.
There's only one thing I can do for myself. For what's left of myself. And that is to make Harry Davis pay for the destruction he's caused.
Steve.
Make Harry Davis take over a little bit of the responsibility, the havoc he brought into Betty's life.
Oh, is Betty?
Yes.
Hasn't she done enough damage to you already?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a woman who would marry a man and not live up to her contract. And not care for him at all. Only insofar as she can advance herself in her own selfishness.
That's enough, Irma.
All right, Steve.
You're like everyone else. You're influenced by Harry Davis.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He has a way with women. Any man can see that.
No.
He can wrap them around his little finger.
Steve, listen to me. Harry Davis has nothing to do with the trouble Betty caused.
Don't make me laugh.
Steve, listen. He's had to pay a price, the same as you have.
What do you mean? What price did Harry Davis ever pay?
He nearly lost Jones.
Yes. But he didn't.
That was fate.
Ah, fate.
It's true, Steve. He was caught in the same trap you were caught in.
Caught in his own trap? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not in his own trap. Steve, in the trap that Betty set to get what she wanted out of life.
I'm sorry you said that, Irma.
I'm not. Because it's what I've always wanted to say. What I saw happen that night at the school dance you took me to. The dance where you met Betty.
What happened?
You...
Well?
Oh, Steve.
Nothing happened that I know of. That the most beautiful girl I ever saw came into the room. The most beautiful and the most lovely girl. A girl who had no business to be in Beechwood. Who should have been home with her mother.
Then why did she come here?
Why? Because Harry Davis made her.
Steve, don't be so blind. Harry loves no one but Joan. He never did.
And you talk about me being blind.
If you could see them together, you'd know I'm right.
Me blind.
You are, Steve. Harry and Joan came back here to begin their life all over again. To find their happiness again.
Harry Davis came back here for only one reason. To laugh at me. To laugh at a man who got in his way. Who married the woman he was in love with.
Steve.
It's the truth.
I can't believe my ears when you say a thing like that.
Truth is often hard to believe.
Oh, Steve, you can't say that this is the truth.
I told you this talk would do no good for either of us.
Oh, Steve.
Goodbye, Irma.
You can't go yet. Steve, you can't. I've got to make you see. I've got to find some way to make you see.
I do see, Irma. That's the trouble. I do see.
Steve.
I see what's happened to my life. I see what I had 2 years ago. And I see what I have now.
Steve, listen to me.
And I see also what Harry has. A wife who blindly worships him. A son. A home to come back to. Everybody helping to make his way smooth.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, well, what do I have?
I hoped you had some feeling about... About my home and about the children.
That's a good one.
Oh, don't, Steve.
Kathy can't stand the sight of me.
No.
Now, don't try to lie, Irma.
I'm not.
Even seeing me at the kitchen door.
Kathy's
even
young,
seeing Steve. Me come into the house made her knock over the bucket of water to get away from me. That's what I mean to Kathy.
Steve.
Just remember one thing, Irma. I'm going to take justice into my own hands. I'm going to see punishment is meted out to Harry Davis the first time our paths meet.
Elizabeth, do you have a sugar bank in your house?
Yes, sir. I put aside at least a tablespoonful of sugar every day and save it for making jams and jellies. Really, anybody can afford to make spreads with SureGel, you know, because it's such a sugar saver.
Right. You get more finished glasses from every cup of sugar with SureGel. And light corn syrup may be substituted for half the cups of sugar called for in any SureGel recipe.
So hurry. Start putting up the delicious fruit you'll find in the local stores right now. As for sugar, inquire at your local ration board regarding extra sugar for the purpose of canning and jelly making.
And while we're talking sugar, remember to make jam and jelly making sugar go farther by using sugar-saving SureGel.
Yes. The recipes inside every box of SureGel help all fruits set quickly and just right. With a half-minute boil for jelly, a minute boil for jam.
You save fruit, save sugar, time, and flavor with SureGel. Turns on his heel and walks away. Walks away without listening to Irma calling to him. With only one thought in his mind, a hatred of Harry Davis. Well, there until Monday at the same time, we leave the story of When a Girl Marries, written by Elaine Carrington. This program is presented by SureGel, America's largest selling powdered pectin product. Remember, you get more jelly, and you get better jelly, too, from the same amount of fruit when you use time-saving, sugar-saving, fruit-saving, flavor-saving SureGel. Your announcer is Charles Stark. Coffee drinking pleasure depends greatly upon flavor in the cup. That's why today's Maxwell House coffee is so deeply satisfying. Choice Latin American coffees, Manizales for mellowness, Medellin's for richness, Bucaramanga's for full body, and still other superb Latin American coffees for vigor, are blended together to bring you one far more flavorful coffee, Maxwell House. Then, for uniform strength and goodness, the blend is radiant roasted. Thus, every cup of today's Maxwell House is extra flavorful, extra good to the last drop.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.